This is RSBNB Update, Episode 68, Neon Lycra Jumpsuits. Hello everyone, this is RSBNB Update, Episode 68. We're here this week with Lance and Brant, who is a chat mod on RSBNB. Do you guys both care to say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so Brad's still out with that hard drive failure. We're working to resolve that. He should be back by next week. Hopefully. So, that is that. RuneScape updates today, if you can call it an update. The Player's Gallery. I really don't know about this because some of them are... I don't know how this constitutes an update, but the first issue is here. What's your guys' favorite one? The first one? Or the blue dragon eating noobs?
That sounds like something I like to see.
That's a tough one. I'd probably have to go with that blue dragon one there.
Yeah. And then there's a pirate guy with a beret and in some sort of crystal city, it looks like. That's interesting. And then there's a model of the Castle Wars base and Frog Token and Dagona statue, Darak, dueling set, Flamethrower, which is kind of interesting, and that's pretty much all that I see on there that I like. The Flamethrower is interesting because it...
I kind of think the problem that I have with the first one is that the blue beret thing there looks like a muffin coming out of his head.
Oh, my. A muffin. It sort of does, doesn't it? But the beret is too round. It needs to be more flat, I think. So that's that. Oh, take a look at these. Maybe we can see some RSP and Beard in there one day. So, yes. Not really an update, so. New wallpapers. The Rats, Bears, and Elemental Artwork. Gnome Restaurant, Trouble Brewing, and Barbarian Assault. What's your guys' favorite one out of those?
I actually kind of like the rat one there. Kind of shows a different side to the rats.
Oh, yeah. This is probably what they're going to look like. You think they'll
they're
look like this?
That good.
You think they'll look like this when they do the rat graphic update later this month?
Most likely.
Happy.
Yeah. And then elementals, that's interesting. So. Yeah, so we have our favorites and available in 800 by 600, 10 by 7, 1280 by 10, and 16 by 12.
All the standard flavors for your use.
Yes. What do you run, Lance?
Myself, I'm usually using the 10 something by 780.
Yeah, 1024 by 768. What about you, Brant?
That's pretty much it right there. I don't really go any bigger or smaller.
I used to use 1600 by 1200 for some odd reason when I had a bigger screen. So it was nice. Anyway, so that's that. Gallery and new wallpapers. Area guides for Waterbirth Island, Falador Molair, and Cave Goblin Mines. These aren't much spectacular to look at, so I'd avoid wasting your time on these.
Yeah, we got them here.
they just basically have a map of the place, you know? I think that players are going to need more than just a simple map, right?
Treasure Trail thing would help, though.
Oh, that. Yes, we'll talk about that in RSBNB news, won't we?
Yep.
Okay. Anyways, that's that. And they added an operate option on the Blessed Silver Sickle, Progress Hat from the Maze Training Area, Prayer Books, and the Amulet of Catspeak, Rubber Chickens, and the Nature Amulet. So... Yes. You can now operate on them. Also, the magic staff from the White Knights is now a white magic staff. You guys have any of those?
No, I've been too lazy to go do that quest.
I have all the quests done, but I just really didn't continue onwards after to get my rank improved or whatever, so...
I believe I'm on a second or third rank. I never got full because I ran out of arrows.
Oh.
I just kind of did enough quests to finish off the recipe for disaster, and I just never got around to doing Wanted ever.
Oh, yeah. That Wanted one was a... was a rather interesting one, because you need to go around and use that comm orb, I think, right? That's where that one initially came in, if I remember the quest correctly from last year, so... Yes. That's a pretty dry RuneScape update week this week, folks, so... I think we'll be seeing better updates next week, hopefully. I just hope so, because... I really didn't like this week. What do you guys rate this week out of 5?
0.
Lance?
I'll give it a 3, but if they don't pull through on the updates and give it the 0.
Yeah.
Like well, for the graphic updates.
Oh, yeah, that should be interesting, so... We have lots to hope for, but people were ranting on the forums because it wasn't capes this week and it was the second paragraph in behind the scenes. Seriously, I think they should stop bringing this out if people are going to have that kind of problem. Ugh. Okay, questions, questions, questions. Okay, Lance, you want to take this first one?
Sure. With the recent quest edition of the Elemental Workshop 2, one finds themselves outside the mind door, across the hall from what appears to be the body door. Do you believe that this door will be open in the future?
Maybe we should do this before. Do you think we should do this before we continue on to the next part, or?
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay. Yes, it will continue, I think, because. It just makes so much more sense that it's an Elemental Workshop 2, so it's going to be a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, and a 10. I skipped 8 and 9, but okay, so...
Who cares? I mean, we all know.
Yeah, so...
It's probably going to be one for every room.
Shane forgot how to count somewhere in college.
Oh, yeah. Too busy working with octal numbers. I can only count to 7. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... Anyways, so that's that. Yes, they will be opened. Also, next to the body door is a line of rubble showing where the corridor had continued. Do you think the rubble may be cleared at a later date, exposing other type of rune doors, such as Chaos, Death, or Blood Door? Interesting idea.
I think that kind of takes the point out of Elemental Workshop. It'd be more Rune Workshop, not the Elemental Workshop.
I don't know.
Well, it depends, because every time you're using a different element to create
the
items,
thingy.
Adding something to it.
Yeah, so... Who knows? I know as much as the back of my own hand. I don't know. Okay, that was from PFK99's. Next one. Do you think the cape update will impact the price of rares... I heard lots of rare owners saying they will motivate them just to get a skill up to 99 and get a cool cape. Opinions, and that is from Booze. So, will you guys have any rares before we start this?
I don't know. I've been playing for many years, and I've never really gotten to... Never really wanted to get rares. I found them not exactly worth it.
Okay, what about you, Lance?
Zip.
Okay, so basically we're in a group. So I guess I'll answer this one. It's not going to motivate me to sell my Santa hat to get a raise a skill because there's just no point to have a cape that can do something if it's like if it looks nice maybe, but there's no point for me to have the cape at level 99 to give me a bonus to do something. Doesn't make sense. So no, it won't motivate me. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much agreed there.
Thank you, Booze. Okay, what would happen to RSB&B if Mike, me, and Brad all died? Would we end up in an orphanage? I don't know. We don't have a line of succession or anything like the U.S. government.
Well, I think we all know. I think Mushy would take over the forums right there pretty fast.
Yeah, well, there's a slight problem because Mike and I are the server people, and the server needs to be monitored and maintained, so you need someone who would take care of the server, pay the bills, handle all that other kind of stuff. So unless they were to do that, then it would probably die. That's from Lord Zamorak. Unless Lance decided... Lance, do you have like 200 US a month or so to pay for a server?
Right now, I owe money right now. I don't think I can afford a server at this rate.
Yeah, so...
maybe in about 5 or 10 years if that happened, I could, but not right now.
Okay, so, yes, your proposition is right. You would end up in an orphanage, Lord Zamorak.
There goes those missiles.
What?
Nothing, Shane.
Oh, right, in chat earlier, right. Mangla chat. You know what that means? I guess not. Oh, well, you guys can figure it out. Thank you, Lord Zamorak. Brant, you can take this next one from Gara.
Do you think discontinued items are a waste of money?
So, discontinued items being a waste of money, yes or no? Let's go around, starting with you, Brant.
Definitely depends on the item. Some items like pea hats are nice to have because they make you look good, but other stuff like Easter eggs or pumpkins, where it's just really just sits in your bank and that's all they do, is pretty much a waste of a couple million right there.
Okay, Lance?
See, and like I said, like it's been said, if you want to use it, go ahead. If not, then, like, the pumpkins, what are you really going to do? You can't wear it or anything.
Yeah, you risk accidentally eating it, like with an Easter egg.
Yeah. So you should know, don't spend your money on that. Buy a pea hat, if anything.
Yeah, I want one. I want my white one. I was looking last night, and they're 275 mil.
Yeah, I remember my very first account before it was hacked. It used to have a blue on, and that was when I bought it for about 2K. Because I just got so early. Then I got hacked. I quit for 6 months, came back, and the blues were extraordinarily costly. And I was like, oh, if only I wasn't hacked.
Yeah, if only, eh? Anyways.
One of those numbers, yeah.
Yep, that was from Gara. Is that how you say that? Gara.
I don't know, ask him.
Gara? Okay. Okay, I've seen threads in other places all about Google, but I was wondering, what do you think? Is Google taking over the net? Really, I just think it's all flaws and nothing really is true. So, is Google... oh, and that's from Black Knight. Okay, so, Google might be taking over, in fact, because this week they acquired YouTube, which we'll talk about later in tech news, so...
Hello?
Lance, do you think they are taking over, or what do you think?
Nah, not really.
If they were taking over, then they'd have an operating system and server brand and everything, right?
Yeah, probably something similar to the Xbox or something.
Yeah, that's right. Or an iPod killer, maybe?
That'd probably be the first thing they come up with.
Yeah, so... no, they're not taking over. They're just getting lots of products that people like, so... thank you, Black Knight. Okay, the next one. Do you know what Neon Leica jumpsuits are, Lance? Brad, do you know what a Neon Leica jumpsuit is?
No clue.
Okay, I'm just on Google and I really... I have no idea what one of these is. Let's see. Google image... oh! Oh my gosh.
Shane, how many times has your mom told you not to look those sites up?
I just did a Google search.
Sure you did.
Yeah, seriously. I'm not going to answer this one. I'm not going to even wear one of those in public.
Hey, Lance, you can fully do that. You can answer this one.
I think the only time I'd wear that is if I was scuba diving.
Yes. And I don't go scuba diving because there's no lakes around here. And I.
I live in a desert. We don't have water.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm above sea level. A good amount above sea level.
Yeah, so we're not getting water. You're not getting water either then, are you?
No.
That was from Chrisella, but I have to say negative 10. What about you guys?
Maybe a
negative
1.
10.
1-ish. I'm not in the negatives today.
Okay,
a
so,
1.
you'd wear it then, Brent. Okay. That was from Chrisella.
Maybe for a bit of money there, I'd wear it.
But it says in public.
I'd wear it in public for, you know, a couple $100.
Okay, then.
White bee hat, please.
Yes. I would possibly for that. Okay. Thank you, Chrisella. Next question, Lance. You could take this one.
She has to stop laughing
first. I'm flexing. Yeah. Okay, are we good now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fletching towards the double niners. Currently, I'm fletching willows until 75. Then I'm going to buy 1K U logs and 1K bowstrings and fletch them into U longbows, selling for almost 200K in profit. If all works out well, I have to fletch 82 loads of U longs for level 99. This is the best way that I know of to reach 99 and makes a good profit at the same time. Do you have any alternate suggestions that I could use? I want to get to 99, but I can't be losing money. On the contrary, I want to make a good profit out of it by the end. Thanks for the input. Bye, Game Freak.
Well, I do have 94 fletching, I believe. Yikes. Can't believe I did that.
I've been fletching a lot. I say that's a good idea.
Yes, U-longs is the best right now for profit to experience ratio. They still go for a pretty good price, I'm sure, because of the autoers. They really drop the price of the U-logs, and you can probably sell the longbows for 500 each, so probably around
plus, you can still get them from the F2Bs.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, even better.
Bigger market.
So, that is the perfect way to go, I think. I think we're all unanimous on that, right?
Yeah, I think so there.
Okay. I have a question here now from Black Knight. Say I donate money to be only used on your chat room service. Would you spend the money on something else? Would you spend it on that or spend it on other things? Well, Black Knight, the way things work around RSPNB is the money comes in and we use it for whatever we need at the time, whether it be hosting or something else like a forum system or a chat system. So if you donate, it would probably go to the next thing that we put in, probably a server payment or something like that, because they add up and then by the end of the year we'll have enough to pay for another year of the chat room. So it'll be used to benefit the RSPNB site. No worries about that whatsoever. And it's by PayPal, so that's completely secure. Right, guys?
I guess so. Right. Take your word for it.
You guys ever use PayPal?
No. I haven't really had the use to.
It's pretty good. So it's good for donating to websites. So thank you. That was from Black Knight. Okay. Next one is from a Bib user. Maybe Lance can take this one for us.
I need money in real life to buy the monitor Shane showed me. Easy ways to make real life monies. P.S. I'm like 14.
What do you guys say?
If you can, get a work permit. I don't know what the age limit there is to get one, but if you can, do that. If not, start selling lemonade.
Yeah.
That
or,
be,
what are you going to say?
Taking care of the little ones is always a good thing.
Oh, babysitting. That's a good idea. She was asking me about a monitor, so I showed her one, and it's about $280 US. So I don't know how you can make money for that. Babysitting, washing cars, web design.
This is Bib we're talking about.
Huh?
This is Bib we're talking about. Let's take out the web design. Go with the babysitting.
Oh, she doesn't do web design?
I don't think so.
Okay, so thank you, Bib user. Babysitting, I guess. I don't know. Lance, what do you think of that?
I said either go babysitting or start selling lemonade, so...
I say washing cars.
Yeah, like I said, if you can get a work permit, do something like a grocery store thing. You know, what I'm paying off my debt right now is that I'm working in the cafeteria, even though the boss is an ass. But...
Just make sure they're not listening to this.
Edit that out there.
No.
Oh, you want to know how bad it is? Hold on a sec.
Go ahead.
It sucks badly working there. I say two people quit already.
Yeah, it's that bad.
Okay, we just had someone in the background. So, Lance, tell us who that is.
That's one of my good friends that I know from college. She plays a little bit, but not much. And
okay.
I can see her screen name because she likes to keep it private, so...
All right, I'm fine with that, so... Anyways, so that's that. Next one from Connor. Are you going to put RSBNB update 1 to 55 on iTunes? Me and other RSBNB fans would really like to hear episodes 1 to 55. Well, that is something that I did consider doing, but it would require adding in a whole bunch of stuff for the RSS file, and it would probably be out of order, so... I think what I plan on doing, and I've been putting off for a long time, is just uploading all the old ones to Libsyn, our hosting provider, and then once they're up there, just distribute a link in the next RSBNB update episode, whenever it is. It'll have a link to get all of them with partial show notes, because some of the show notes aren't fully there because they were in another database. So I will be sure to put up a link to the downloads of the episodes. From Connor. Don't worry, I will. And I will try and do that by next week. Or probably by the end of the month, more likely, but I don't know. That was the end of questions. Now it's time for tech news. So are any of you guys know anything about PC hardware or anything like that?
Not too in-depth, but I do know about it.
Build any computers or anything, either of you?
Nothing too much. I'm
that's,
a software guy.
That's my next big project.
Oh,
yeah, that's my next big project, so gotta be ready for that
computer?
One. Yep.
Okay.
There's a whole class here where you gotta take apart a computer, and then you gotta put it back together.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
So
everything's pretty much color-coded. If you just put where the colors go and everything like that, you can pretty much get it right.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, PCI Express 2.0 is due out by the end of the year. Now, for those of you guys who are wondering, what is PCI Express? Well, PCI Express is an interface that's fairly common now on motherboards. It's most of the time used for graphics cards. It's a fast interface, 16 PCI Express X16X. It's what the graphics cards use. Anyways, the next version of it basically will be coming out by the end of the year, hopefully, and it will double the bitrate from 2.5 gigabits per second to 5 gigabits per second. Wow. That is amazing. Don't you guys think? Like, just 5 gigabits per second.
That's gotta be pretty fast there.
Yeah. Converting that to bytes, that's so it's fast, so. And the major thing is they will be backwards compatible with PCI Express 1.0 and 1.1 systems, so that's good. better graphics cards coming, that means. So if you bought a graphics card, you might want to rethink, or if you're thinking of buying one, rethink when you're going to buy it. Wait for PCI Express 2. So that's that. You can take a look at this at Extreme Tech, which is a good website. Okay. So if you remember last week, we had that... Lance, you remember last week we had that story about the Google rumors, right?
Yep.
Well, basically it is true. As I said earlier, Google bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. That is a lot. Deals regarded as the largest defensive one that leapfrogs Google into a leading role in the something online internet marketplace. Google's competitors will now seek to buy YouTube wannabes in order to keep pace with their rival. On Monday, the boards of directors of Google and YouTube approved the terms of the deal, which was announced after the market closed for the day. So, Brent, you use YouTube or anything like that?
I mainly stick with the video from Google, but I occasionally use YouTube, but I found that it's not as great.
I like YouTube. I have my video up there.
Yep.
It's good that Google bought it, I think, because they were initially behind with, like, their quality on the Google video wasn't that good. You know what I mean? Like, it was blurry and all that other... Yeah, it was just bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed better.
So, Lance, you subscribe to my thingy, right?
Yep.
Still funny. I gotta keep that one in my favorites.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember my silly YouTube login. Yeah, so I'll pull this YouTube link up after, but I don't know. Good thing, Lance. You said it's a good thing, right?
Yep.
Okay. So Google bought YouTube. Amazing. Who will they buy next? Apple? Microsoft?
No, they're not gonna buy Microsoft. Maybe they can buy Sony.
Make the iPod killer. Yes, so. So that'll be the end of that story. Next one. The Zune is already being called the biggest flop of 2007. Are you guys going to buy one?
What's a Zune?
It's Microsoft's supposed iPod killer.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yes, so... yeah, I think not. But basically this thing hasn't even come out yet and it's already being called the biggest flop of 2007. Do you guys agree with that, or...?
Well, to beat the iPod, it's going to take a lot more than just a Microsoft thing or anything like that.
And, you know, Apple, there's this whole kerfuffle with the podcast thing. Lance, Did you hear any of that about the podcast? How they and people can't use podcast?
Yeah.
So, they can't use the term podcast, so yes. There's going to be a bit of a problem with this because...
You're going to lose.
They can't put podcasts in it. Like, they can put netcast, but you remember this that long netcast story thing, but enough of that. But they can't even use podcasts, so that's one problem. And it doesn't even play the WMV encrypted format. So yes, at first glance, it seemed the features were compelling, but my prediction it will be the biggest flop of the year, with less than 50,000 units sold worldwide. You think? I don't know. You think it'll sell more than 50,000 or?
I do not know.
Probably if they're hyping it right.
Yeah. That's right. Oh my. So. Yes. I don't know. And he's wondering what kind of verb to describe losing all your music to DRM. And I guess Zune is the word, so. I don't know. I'm gonna wait to judge it until it comes out. So that's it for tech news. On to rants. Lance, you want to take this first one?
Sure.
Actually, give Brant. Brant, you can take this first one, I think. Because I know there's one I want to take. Lance, you take the middle one. Brant, take the first one. I'll take the last one.
Okay.
Okay.
Brant number one. Well, I'm level 63, and this is my small rant. If you think about my level, there is not many new quests, items, etc. New quests sound amazing, but you need loads of requirements, quests done, and things, and other things. And all I want is more noobish updates. By the way, Jadjix, this doesn't mean I don't like you. I think the game is brilliant, but I know you are always trying to improve it.
Oh, my.
Since when was level 63 a noob?
I don't know.
And there's one little thing that they can do for that. They can just spend a couple minutes and get their levels up.
It can be called a noob if you don't train.
Yeah.
If you don't try,
I agree.
Try.
I can agree on one thing. For the middle levels, there aren't really many good quests out there.
Yeah.
Because all the good ones you need a high combat, and all the good easy ones are all like when you first start the game. They gotta put something in the middle.
The quests have been geared towards the levels like 3 to 80, 90 bracket.
Yeah, the problem is that the combat stuff is put towards that, but then the skill stuff is hyped up really high, which a lot of them can't reach because they don't have money or stuff like that.
Yeah, like, it's not that hard to raise skills, and frankly, the high levels, like 100 plus and to a lesser extent 90 plus, want something tougher, I think. Can I ask, what are your guys' combat levels here?
I forgot offhand.
Well,
like
I'm retired, so. Ugh.
Okay. I'll look Lance's combat up. I think your RuneScape name is...
I think I'm like 80-something, either close to it.
Okay.
Like 83, I'm not sure.
It says you're 87.375.
Oh, then I guess I am, because like I said, I know I'm 80-something, so...
Okay, so, yes. This guy thinks that 63 is a noob, but it's not, so...
Okay, time for me, I guess.
Yeah, so level 63 isn't a noob, but they need more higher-level quests. And yes, I'm passing it off to Lance.
This is not a rant about future updates not coming fast enough. This is a rant about Jadjix making mistakes and promises and not following through on them. Some of you may know, 3 weeks ago, Jadjix accidentally removed Necrodrill from Rudial's Slayer task list. This is a confirmed mistake for Paul, so that a day later he would put them back in. He wrote the code for it for a few days of the mistake. Last week, Mod Ash answered a post asking where the necks were, saying that the code was written but had to be tested and would be released next week, aka this week. Of course, I anxiously waited for this week's update so that I could finally get necks again as assignments. Today's update came and went, and not a single thing was done about the Necrodrill not being assigned. I ask you, Jadjix, how long does it take for you to fix your mistakes? You had the code written for 2 weeks and still had not tested or released it, while the Slayers wait patiently. I wait patiently no more. Give us back our necks as promised. In the future, fix your mistakes before adding such vastly more important things, such as a user art gallery. Sarcasm, if you couldn't tell. In short, for those who don't want to read, we Slayers want our necks back from Duradrill.
Yes, so there's some little... those are the noises that the underwater creatures make when they get mad when they don't get Necrails for Slayer. But yes, they should be brought back because they are a good task. And I know from somebody telling me, Mike, that he really liked his Necrails, but they removed them. So I do think that they need to be back. But they did do a code update this week, because as I recall today when I loaded up the game, it did re-download the code, so that's what we got there.
Without a hard drive, I can't load the game anymore. So, yeah, when the code updated, I can't log in now.
Yeah, but, I downloaded the code, so.
Well,
it was updated.
If anything, they wrote the code and found there was a problem with it, and they couldn't get it up by now. So, you never know.
Yeah, then you have to hold it back for a week, so. Yeah, they want it back, but I agree with this that it needs to go back.
I think people would rather trade in those next instead of a user art gallery.
Oh, definitely. Lance, do you agree with that too?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of, see, you get, when you write code, sometimes there's a little bug in the code that you just can't find. Today I was writing this assembly program that will convert a number to octal, but it's printing out the number backwards. So today I ran out of time, so I need to go back and change the code around to make sure it works. So one mistake can cause lots of time done. So
that's kind of like when I wrote my 10,000 line messenger. I messed up on one line, one word. And it made the thing into pretty much, it would crash any computer that you would rerun it on.
Yeah,
that's
so,
the thing with code. You gotta make sure it's right. That's why it needs to be tested thoroughly.
Otherwise you get things like the sudden death bug, where people just started randomly dying around RuneScape.
Valley Massacre.
Ooh, if only. A couple blue pea hats to stick around the rich people.
I'm pretty sure a few were lost during that day, and they didn't do a rollback, so yes. Oh, my. So, it's just what happens with code, but this rant was fairly early after the update, so they might be back. I am not sure, as I do not have 80 Slayer. Okay. This next one is about protection prayers being overpowered in player versus player fights. Before I start, did any of you guys ever PK, like, in a group or anything?
Oh, yeah, I've been PKing for years.
Lance?
Only when I went with you guys.
Oh, yeah, right, that. Those were fun, weren't they? I remember those were...
Especially when I got my first kill with you guys.
Yeah, those were the good old days, weren't they, hey? Long time
ago. Yeah, way before DI got a hold of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, they remove danger from the wild. No KOs, barrages, splash all the time, range can't hit. 2, smite becomes useless because of them. Player use protect and melee's gonna own player using smite. Example. I fight player in Rune and Whip. I use Rune and Whip too. I want Smite. His Whip, he turns on Protect from Melee. Now I can't even win. Why can level 43 Prayer be so good against 99 ranged mage or attack and strength? 99 mage, 13,034,431 XP. Works twice worse against level 37 Prayer, 27,473 XP. 99 range works twice worse against level 40 prayer XP. And then 99 strength and attack work twice as worse as level 43 prayer. I worked hard for my stats, but some noobs with 43 prayer make them work, make the twice and use protection in player versus player has not to be allowed, or make it so if you have smite activated, it hits through protection prayers. No. What the hell do you guys think of this?
I don't know. I think, in my opinion, I know personally, if you took off those, if you took off pro a protection player and you're in a full rune situation against a group, and you're trying to, and someone is using the ice bombardage against you, if you don't have on that preparing for magic, you will get nailed heavily, plus the other melee around you. So I think it kind of, it does add that balance, and that's why Smite is there, to further balance it, so that if someone does put that on there, you can easily smite it away. I mean, if you keep hitting zeros, then you probably weren't going to be hitting them for much to begin with, so you wouldn't be losing too much.
Yes, I do have to agree with this. And there's a weapon called the Dragon Scimitar.
That too.
That turns off a protection prayer for 5 seconds if a successful special attack is hit. This is just one of those combat noobs who doesn't touch new skills.
Yeah,
like
those combat noobs who have like 1,500 total and 99 combat, 120 plus combat, right?
Yeah.
Yep. He's one of those people.
One of these complainer types that needs to go and seriously look at what's going on in the bigger picture of things on RuneScape.
I think you should think about this. If he was in full rune, running from a mage, would he rather have protection from mage with a nice barrager following him, or be in full rune with that heavy magic hitting him without it? I think you should think about that. I mean, instead of hitting 20s or 30s on you, they might be hitting 10s. It'll save your life.
Yeah, so, Lance, you agree with me on this?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. If this guy had it his way, he'd probably get rid of the skill prayer, and that would be good at all.
Yeah, that's right.
But because he wants to smite, though, so he wants it to be all in his favor, not in everyone else's.
Okay, is anything else? Yeah, are we done with this rat?
I think so.
Okay, yepers. Okay, now just a few more tidy-up things here before we conclude this episode. There is something called RSBNB Idol, which is a singing contest. It's obviously clear that many of you have music skills, as seen on this following topic ID 39630. So send your RSBNB Idol to entries to me via PM, and I've only got one so far.
I think I actually applied to that. I think I actually responded to that whole thread right there.
Yeah, so if you want to come in on RSBNB Idol and win, you need to send something in, because I've only got one so far, and if nobody else sends in, that one person wins. That's right, so that's that. Just had to tie that up. Scariest costume entry. Send your entries to me or Brad via PM. A full screenshot of your RuneScape window saying, "Hi, RSBNB." Winner will win a chance to be on the show on the Halloween week. So be sure to send those in. So is that it?
I think so.
Okay, so...
right now because I'm disabled and Deathmage quit.
Yeah, so that's right.
I said, I don't like that word quit. I like the word retired. Quit makes me seem like I'm a loser, you know. I just quit because I got bored and I retired.
Retired from service due to certain something, so. Anyways, thanks everyone. This has been RSBNB Update 68 with
Lance
and
Brant.
Okay, another RSBNB update in the root pouch. Unless anybody has any better ideas. Thank you, everyone. See you all next week. Adios. Thank you.